We have Congresswoman Hillary Scolton joining us, and the reason we have her here is because there's this big budget thing, and it's actually called, I went through the notes that your communications person sent me, it's called the Big Beautiful Budget Bill or something like that, and somewhere my high school history teacher is rolling over, but the budget is through this process of reconciliation, and I actually happen to know this from my other job. I work at a credit union, and there's a big thing called Don't Tax My Credit Union, which is actually, it's one of these things it's going through because there was some discussion about possibly taxing credit unions, and then House Ways and Means sort of shut that down, but it could still be added in this reconciliation process. This budget is huge. There's a million different ways we can go with this. Just give me the view from 10,000 feet. I mean, what's going on? What do our people need to know out here?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a budget. It is a betrayal. It's a betrayal of the American people, because it slashes health care for close to 13 million Americans, both by taking away Medicaid and also by failing to extend the enhanced subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, which the Congressional Budget Office estimates will end health care for over 4 million Americans, 4.3 million to be exact. And cause many more millions to have their premiums absolutely skyrocket. These enhanced subsidies were passed under the Affordable Care Act to stand as a stopgap for individuals who were not didn't make enough low income to be covered by Medicaid, but also couldn't afford private insurance on their own or didn't have the type of employer who could provide that. But It caps them from, preventing them from being able to pay more than 8.5% of their income. I introduced an amendment today to try to save that. This is going to, again, impact millions of Americans across the country, as well as, once people start losing their insurance, impact the insurance pool as a whole. So it is actually going to result in a net cost to the taxpayer. So it's a betrayal for that reason. It's also a betrayal of the principles of fiscal responsibility that we here in West Michigan care about so much. This is an expensive bill. The Republicans are talking about the tax cuts, but they're extending massive tax breaks to corporations and the ultra wealthy. The benefits of this bill, more by more than double, go to the ultra wealthy. The top 0.1% of the country stands to gain an additional $700 a day under this bill, while the bottom 1% are actually going to be paying an additional amount every single year in tax benefits. So you have to listen very carefully to the way that Republicans are talking about this, because, they'll average things. They'll say, on average, Americans are going to save X amount. But we all know what happens with averages. Some people benefit and some people don't. And, the poorest among us, as well as the middle class, are not going to be benefiting here, while the ultra wealthy stand to gain a significant amount. So it's a betrayal of those fiscal responsibility principles that we hold dear. Adding $4 trillion to the deficit to pay for this. And it's a betrayal of the middle class. I am a working class mom, the first woman and mother in history to represent West Michigan in Congress. And that means something, right? I know what it means for working families to have to pay more in their health insurance every year. I know what it means, when working families have to make a decision about, taking a vacation or, being able to pay for the things that their kids need, every year. And, if we're talking about fairness, if we're talking about justice, we need to make sure that we're holding the ultra wealthy and corporations accountable to pay their fair share of taxes for the things that we need in this country.
Well, I think a lot of the people who've listened to me over the years, they know my wife and I, we have a daughter who is a brain cancer survivor. And I can tell you that those health insurance premiums are kind of pricey. There is a program, I will not say the name of the program on the air, but it is a program which is derived from Medicaid. that catches a lot of the bills that sneak through, because when you have a child who is getting MRIs or scans or Medicaid, I mean, I could give you horror stories about how much her meds cost that she's on for home-based chemotherapy right now. But there is, and what I'm getting at is there's a program that catches basically everything that falls through the cracks. And it's a wonderful program, and it saved my wife and I's bacon on numerous occasions. And, you know, when I remember the folks at DeVos said, listen, you know, this is a program that could be gone, just so you know, so you need to plan ahead. And the thing is, I think there's a lot of people out there that have no idea this stuff could happen. And one day they're going to be sitting there and hopefully they're not like me with a child who has brain cancer. And they're like, by the way, that bill, you're on the hook for that now.
Yep, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think a lot of people who've been watching this and listening to this debate, they think that this is something that only impacts Medicaid. Well, one, not a lot of people understand that Medicaid flows through our state and pays for our state-based healthcare programs. That's lost on a lot of Americans. You know, also, it's not just about Medicaid. You know, as I mentioned, this bill also threatens healthcare coverage on the Affordable Care Act. It also triggers Medicare, because when so many people start losing the benefits of Medicaid and the those benefits go away, we trigger sequestration, and then Medicare benefits are jeopardized as well. So, you know, this is a real problem for a lot of Americans, not to mention the strain that it's going to put on our healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if you have private insurance, but, you know, you go to the hospital, you know, things are going to start going up because hospital prices are going to start going up. Wait times are going to start going up because hospitals are going to be more strained. And why? Why? Because Republicans want to continue these tax benefits for the ultra wealthy. That is the answer. That's the bottom line. You know, we've got information on our website about the Congressional Budget Analysis score and what this does. You know, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer under this bill. And middle class families are going to be feeling more of the strain. Even upper to middle class families are going to suddenly find themselves in that, you know, middle to lower class area, because they're going to be paying more for health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is a deeply un-American bill. As I said, you know, it's not a budget, it's a betrayal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're out there at the forefront and you're working on this, and, you know, when you're in the middle of something this big, I mean, I guess in your heart, you'd hope that everybody on both sides of the aisle would kind of like come to some sort of consensus, but you're in the middle of it. I mean, what's your gut telling you? How do you think this is going to go? Or is this just going to keep stretching on and on? Or, I mean, you know, you've done this for a little while. What's your gut telling you?
Mm-hmm. You know, we're still in the middle of debate right now, and we know that there are Republicans out there who are having misgivings about this. And, you know, we want them to listen to their gut, which is, you know, in many ways telling them that, you know, this is not going to be good for their constituents. We want them to listen to their constituents who have been coming to Washington, D.C., who have been showing up in demonstrations across the country, and to listen to their constituents about what they're saying about this bill. You know, it's very telling that, you know, House Republican leadership, they held a hearing, the final hearing that we're actually still in right now, last night, started it at 1 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the night, so that there would be less press, you know, hopefully less scrutiny. Well, you can hear it in my voice. I've been up all night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't let them get away with it. You know, the American people sent me here, the people of West Michigan sent me here, to do this job and to provide a critical oversight. I'm literally losing my voice because I've been raising my voice so much on behalf of the people in West Michigan who I know are really going to suffer as a result of this. So, you know, we're coming into the home stretch here. We know Republicans are having a meeting with President Trump, you know, in actually just a few minutes to talk about this. He's putting inordinate amount of pressure on them to try to get this bill passed. And we'll see. They're hoping to call a vote here in the House before they send us home from Memorial Day, which is, you know, supposed to be tomorrow. We're supposed to be out tomorrow and voting on this either later tonight or tomorrow morning. And, you know, of course, it still has to go to the Senate at that point. And, you know, we'll see what the Senate says about it. And then ultimately get passed into law by the president. So there still are a few other hurdles to get over, but you know, we're raising our voice until the very last minute and appealing to our Republican colleagues across the aisle to, you know, to listen.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing calls to mind a very important vote that was taken when we passed the Affordable Care Act. When Republicans were trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act the last time, after it passed, and John McCain courageously crossed through the House floor and gave it the thumbs down, and it saved the Affordable Care Act. We need just a few courageous Republicans at this point to do the same thing, to stand up and say, no, we're going to put working class families first ahead of corporations and the ultra wealthy in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very narrow majority. Republicans have a very narrow majority in the House of Representatives right now. So it just takes a few, just a handful of individuals with courage to stand up, as John McCain did, and say no.
Mm-hmm. This is Congresswoman Hillary Scolton. She's joining us as we are talking about the budget reconciliation process, in particular how it affects health care. Congresswoman, I know you have a meeting here in like 2 minutes, so I will let you go. But what you still have the meeting or no?
I do, yes.
Okay.
No, I do. We got to hop here in a few minutes.
Okay,
It's a busy day, but yes.
Oh,
I'm happy to answer one last.
What I wanted you to do is, what's the best way for people to have their voice heard? I mean, I know, they can write, their local politicians and stuff of that nature, but what's the best way? I mean, if there's people out here in West Michigan who are concerned about the health care, because I have a feeling if this does pass, a lot of people are going to wake up and, as my father would say, get the green weenie on this deal when they realize, oh my gosh, this coverage that we've had for so long is not there. What's the best way for people to get their voice heard?
Again, calling a member of Congress is a great way to make your voice heard. You can call my office as well. I am a hard no on this vote. I'm standing up for your health care. But you can always call my office at 202-225-3831. You can reach out to other members of Congress across the state of Michigan. If you're listening from a different jurisdiction and you want to make your voice heard to their office as well, you can find their information on their House websites. You can also we live in the day and age where people have access via social media to make their voices heard. You can create your own post about your healthcare story and the way that it's impacted your lives. You can write to a local news station that you want to share your story about healthcare and why this is so important. You can post on my social media page or another member of Congress's social media page as well. It's given incredible access to various members of Congress and being able to share your opinions there in an easy way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Congresswoman, I know you have a meeting. You've got a very busy couple of days here. And thank you so much for what you do. Thank you so much for your time. And good luck to you up there in Washington.
Absolutely. Always happy to make the time.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you
Take
very
care.
Much. Bye-bye. Congresswoman Hillary Scolton, everybody, talking about the budget reconciliation process, which is happening in Washington, D.C. Again, when you get somebody like that, when you get any kind of like political person or whatnot, regardless of party, you have a very short window when you can get them. And so that's why we jump.